Good morning.
Good morning.
Today is the last day, at least as part of the TMTs, that we are going to be speaking about Simcha. We have gone through a whole month. Misha Nichnas Adar, Mar Misimcha, to be able to have more and more and more Simcha every single day. I want to add one final thought, perhaps two of them, about Simcha. Just a small final idea. For those who say this before benching, specifically on Shabbos and on Yom Tov and by some other occasions, some people say Shira Malos before benching. Maybe he doesn't say it, but there are some people, many people in fact, who say Shir HaMalos. And in Shir HaMalos, we say a very important phrase here. The Pasuk says, Oz Yemalei Sechaik Pinu. Then, in the very future, in the distant future, not so distant future, in the very, very close future, before Shabbos, Bezat Hashem, when Mashiach comes, Sechaik Pinu, our mouths will be filled with laughter. Ulishainenu Rino, and our tongue will fill with glad song. That's what it says. But then our mouths will be full of laughter. The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos that Reish Lakish, when he heard from his Rebbe, he heard the idea that you're not supposed to laugh in this world. How do you know you're not supposed to laugh in this world? Because it says, Oz Yemalei Sechaik Pinu. Then when Mashiach comes, then our mouths will be full of laughter. But only then. What's so special about then? What's so special about the simcha, the laughter, the schoik, at the end of time? I have a Rebbe, Zalm Zunzai, should be live and be well, Zed Chaim and Chai Edel, my Rebbe Rudman, and he said like this, he said, laughter, when does a person laugh? You make a joke, it's funny. If you say the same joke 40 times in a row, is it funny? Probably not. Even that slapstick humor of the guy slipping on a banana peel, it's not really funny after the first time. Why is it funny the first time even? So he explained, based on his Rebbe's teaching on Rosh Shapiro's itself, that he said that laughter is when something is totally transformed from what you expected to the unexpected. When you're living life one way, and then you have the guy who's the classy dressed guy, and he slips on a banana peel, goes straight into the mud, all across the floor, slides straight across, and the whole place is laughing. Why are they laughing? Because that wasn't what you expected. But if you say it the second, third, 15th time, it's really not that funny. I only know 5 jokes, so I have to say them all the time, and everyone around me is a Baal Chesed. They even laugh the first time, because they're never, never even funny. But if a person realizes the laughter at the end of time, like Rabbi Edelman said yesterday, Ein Simcha Ka'atar is a speaker, because there's another simcha too. Another simcha is the simcha of completion, when a person has achieved something. When a person reaches a siyum, at the end of Yom Kippur, a voice comes out of Shemayim. The voice says, Leich Echol B'Simcha. You should go out and go eat with joy. What happened? You accomplished. You accomplished, you made a siyum, you make a simcha. There's no greater simcha that a person can have than making a siyum. At a full month that we have just completed of simcha, Be'ez Hashem, the simcha, the Gemara, Rashi says in the Seches Tainus, the simcha of Adar does not end in Adar. It continues on to Nisan, Be'ez Hashem. We should continue the simcha for the coming months every single day of the year, Be'ez Hashem.